Hare Krishna. Today I'd like to talk somewhat about the role of Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he being a role model for practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the sort of graduate study of Bhagavad Gita. It is for those who want to learn the process of surrendering to Krishna, as he recommends in the conclusion of the Gita, and who therefore take up devotional service, take up pure devotional service, not just devotional service, in practice, and cultivate attachment to Krishna and learn how to purify their hearts from all of the bad qualities that are there. Chaitaritaranavrittam stita sattvi prasidati, and come to the platform of goodness, how to become a Vaishnav who's situated in goodness, and from goodness then approach the realm of transcendence. Now, Uddhava is an associate of Lord Krishna. He's his cousin. He's a disciple of Brihaspati, a very much a qualified Brahmana. And this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is also meant to make us, qualified Vaishnava Brahmins, through purification of heart. And Uddhava really doesn't make a major role in Srimad Bhagavatam up until the time that Krishna sends him to Vrindavan. And he's already sending someone who's his devotee, someone who's advanced in devotional service, who's brahminically qualified, and he sends him there for what purpose? Well, to deliver messages from Krishna, to pacify the Brijbasis by talking about Krishna, who's now left Vrindavan. But there's another purpose, and that other purpose is that Uddhava himself can become purified by the association of the Brijbasis and come to see the nature of spontaneous loving devotional service, something that he hadn't really heard about or been shown as a disciple of Brihaspati. And in this way, Krishna is doing the best that he can for his cousin by allowing him to spend over half a year with 8 months with the Brijbasis in Vrindavan. And then again, there are occasional times, such as when Uddhava gives Krishna advice about Jarasandha and so on. Uddhava is there, but he really takes the stage front center in the 11th canto. Now, the 11th canto is explaining what was the purpose of that 10th canto that was there, what was the point and the purpose of all of Krishna's Leela. And in the 11th canto, there's Uddhava Gita, which is an extremely long text. It is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, outstanding in its length as any exchange. There's no exchange as lengthy between, neither the Lord or a devotee or anyone else. It really focuses on a devotee more than any other devotee had been focused on in the Bhagavatam. I'm talking about quantitatively, not necessarily the necessary quality of that focus, but Krishna really clarifies to Uddhava just what it is that he should be developing, what is that devotional service that he should emulate, as well as those devotees who Krishna always thinks about. And that is the residents of Vrindavan, the Brijvasis, and specifically the gopis. This then is extremely relevant, because obviously the concluding parts of a scripture, especially the instructive concluding parts of a scripture, are very relevant to wrap up and to highlight what it is that scripture is talking about. So we see this guidance coming from the Lord to Uddhava, who, as a role model, what type of role model does Uddhava play? Well, he's a role model for practicing devotees, for sadhakas, devotees who have come to devotional service, devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness. Where is it that they are meant to be going in devotional service? What is the purpose of their cultivating devotional service? Ultimately, Krishna says, yes, you should emulate the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. And in the third canto, where we're just reading now here in New Brajadam, therein Uddhava is lost in ecstasy, thinking about his service to Krishna, as well as Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And that is also what we see now here, not in the middle. This is sort of not exactly the beginning of the Bhagavatam, but in the first parts of the Bhagavatam, already a summation of the entire 10th canto. So it can be given as a really prelude of what is the real import or the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. At the beginning of Bhagavatam, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes and devotional service in Vrindavan is highlighted. And the same thing is there at the conclusion. And then the same thing is also there in the middle, which is to actually describe how the residents of Vrindavan are serving Krishna, both when they're associated with him and both when they're separated from him. So, a role model. Uddhava's a role model. This is what the path of sadhana bhakti, which was so explicitly taught to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, is being described through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, through Uddhava's own experiences in Vrindavan, and specifically through the teachings that Uddhava receives from the Lord. It's good to know where we're going in Krishna consciousness, and therefore this morning I was making that point that if devotees study Uddhava's role in Srimad Bhagavatam, then we get a good idea as to how we're also meant to be progressing forward, having already come to Krishna consciousness and taken up the process of devotional service. What is our destination and what it is that Krishna really wants from us. Hare Krishna.